is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees across Bihar from Purnia district. Addressing the gathering at Shisha Bari in Gulab Bagh in the district, the Prime Minister said the double engine government is continuously working to make the lives of the people of Bihar easier.
बिहार के विकास के लिए करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपया की परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है. रेल, एयरपोर्ट, बिजली, पानी से जुड़ी ये परियोजनाएं सीमांचल के सपनों को पूरा करने का माध्यम बनेगी. आज यहाँ 40,000 से ज्यादा लाभार्थियों को पीएम आवास योजना के तहत पक्का घर भी मिला है. इन 40,000 परिवारों के जीवन में आज एक नई शुरुआत हुई है.
Prime Minister Modi said his government has drastically reduced the GST rate, which will come into force from the 22nd of this month on Navratri. He said, with this, the daily use goods will become cheaper. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also launched the National Makhan Award in Bihar. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi inaugurated newly built Purnia Airport. With this airport, domestic flight services from Purnia will commence to other parts of the country. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the three-day Combined Commanders Conference at Kolkata in West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi lauded the Indian Armed Forces for their exemplary role in Operation Sindoor and highlighted their vital contribution to nation-building. He instructed the Defence Ministry to swiftly implement concrete steps to achieve greater jointness, Atmanirbharta and innovation to meet future challenges and to prevail against any eventuality. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the Indian Armed Forces Vision 2047 document, which charts the roadmap for a future-ready armed forces. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Waqf Amendment Act 2025, but put on hold certain provisions of the law. The clause requiring a person to be a practicing Muslim for 5 years before dedicating property as Waqf has been stayed. The top court ruled that this clause will remain suspended until state governments frame rules to determine such conditions. Pronouncing an interim order, the apex court said it considered prima facie challenge to each of the sections and found no case was made out to stay the entire statute. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of an event in Mumbai, Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju welcomed the Supreme Court verdict.
सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट को पूरा सुनवाई करके जो आज ऑर्डर पास किया है, मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं. वक्फ अमेंडमेंट एक्ट में जो प्रावधान है वो संपूर्ण रूप से पूरे मुस्लिम कौम के लिए फायदा पहुंचाने वाला है और वक्फ बोर्ड के माध्यम से जो कब्जा करते थे वो भी बंद हो जाएगा और वक्फ प्रॉपर्टी से जो भी फायदा होगा वो मुस्लिम महिलाओं के लिए, मुसलमानों में भी जो गरीब है उनके लिए काम आने वाला है.
Three top Naxalites were killed in an encounter at Karandi village in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah in a social media post lauded the joint team of CRPF's Cobra Battalion and Jharkhand police on achieving a major success in anti-Naxal operations in Hazaribagh. Mr. Shah said, notorious Naxal commander Sahadev Soren, carrying a bounty of 1 crore rupees, has been killed in this operation. Along with him, two other rewarded Naxalites, Raghunath Hembram and Birsen Ganjhu, were also killed by the security forces. The Home Minister said after this operation, Naxalism has completely ended from the Bokaro region of North Jharkhand. India's total exports, merchandise and services for August this year is estimated at over $69 billion, registering a positive growth of 9.34% as compared to the same month last year. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the major drivers of merchandise exports growth include electronics goods, engineering goods, gems and jewellery, petroleum products and drugs and pharmaceuticals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.